Would you believe it? Today is a very special day, ladies and gentlemen.
March 19th.
Which means?
Is it your birthday? It's not your birthday. I know that.
You have no idea what today is.
No, March 19th. I don't know.
Okay, so for those of us who care about warmer weather coming,
today
is the first day of spring.
I'm the chief meteorologist. What the heck?
I think we're going to have to, you know, reevaluate that whole entire title. The chief meteorologist should know what March 19th is.
You would think. It's the first day of spring.
Yeah.
And it's like minus temperatures with flurries.
So, there you go.
Gross.
It's something to get you a little bit more excited about.
Absolutely. Know? And all the melting we've had too. Like my daughter Fiona, she's just like, Mom, it's spring. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's fair to say, I think we're safe that spring's here.
Yeah. Was out for a walk yesterday, and the amount of melting that's happening is crazy. My shoes were absolutely soaked. I probably walked for an hour.
Oh, wow.
And my feet are just so wet.
See, that's the thing. When you're walking in this kind of weather, you can do the sidestep and, ooh, careful, careful, puddle, puddle. And then you just have to accept that you're going to get wet and just splash through it anyway, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, it really is. So, the shoes are sitting outside the apartment building right now, trying to dry off.
Well, they're going to be frozen, because it's like minus six. I feel like we need to talk about this. It's maybe something the average listener doesn't know, but you are a Formula One racing fan.
Yeah, pretty big fan. Got into it just after COVID.
Oh, really? Yeah. So just recently-ish.
Yeah, but I think 2022? No, 2021.
Yeah, I don't even know what when was COVID.
I think it's still happening, for being honest.
And so now, did it take you, like, how did you get into it? Because, like, picking up a new sport is like making friends as an adult. It's tough. It's tough.
Kind of. Drive to Survive on Netflix. It was that docuseries or call it. And I immediately got hooked on it. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's funny because from that series, they rolled out other series as well, too. Right? They have about Tour de France, biking, they have golfing, they have a miniature NASCAR one, but the Formula One one was the one that stuck.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you ask?
I don't know, because it's just every once in a while you find out your friends have these random, like, it's not guilty pleasure. It's just something that maybe you didn't know about. Like, I love watching darts.
Wow.
And if you, like, I was watching enough of it that I was starting to get to know the I was going to say characters, the players, because some of them are really goofy. Like, it's a strange sport. It's mostly based out of the UK. And when they go and have these live dart matches, the crowds are ridiculous. You dress up, you get really, really drunk, and you just have a blast watching this tiny little dartboard on the stage. And these weird guys, like, some of them have, you know, tie-dyed mohawks, and it's ridiculous, but it's super fun. And the thing is, I can play darts. I think that's why I like it.
So this is your thing, eh? I would have never, ever in 180 years. Thought that you're a dart player, like, fan.
Yeah.
You're invested in this. Hey, you get your favorite player, your favorite team.
I do.
Oh yeah,
Mike the Machine.
Mike the Machine.
I think his name is.
How's he doing this year?
Terrible.
It looks like the tables have kind of turned here, because usually I'm the one who's bringing in food and giving. You know, little gifts here to Stacey.
You've set some standards, not going to lie.
But today, Stacey brought in for me a mini charcuterie board?
Yeah. It's a plate, because I don't have a tiny board.
Oh.
But you had said you'd never had a charcuterie before.
Never.
And then I had been at my girlfriend's, and we did have charcuterie, and I was like, oh, I should have brought you some. But the whole lactose intolerant thing, I was worried about the cheese. But you do have the pills, and I feel like you do need to experience charcuterie.
I feel like you left out the most important part of this, though.
What?
The wine.
Oh. I did. I forgot. Actually, we've got some in the fridge.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Then I guess you didn't forget it.
So perfect.
We'll partake in that at some point.
And do you know how to do charcuterie?
I assume you just grab things and eat it?
Randomly. Make new combinations, try different cheeses on crackers and a different meat combo. It's all very exciting.
I can feel and sense your passion behind this. Okay, so if I do end up liking this a lot, well, yeah. You know, I want to be invited to those charcuterie
girls' evenings. Nights. Okay.
You know, and once you start getting deep into the whole entire girl topics, I'll see myself out.
Oh, okay.
It looks like the tables have kind of turned here, because usually I'm the one who's bringing in food and giving, you know, little gifts here to Stacey.
You've set some standards, not going to lie.
But today, Stacey brought in for me a mini charcuterie board?
Yeah. It's a plate, because I don't have a tiny board.
Oh.
But you had said you'd never had a charcuterie before.
Never.
And then I had been at my girlfriend's, and we did have charcuterie, and I was like, oh, I should have brought you some. But the whole lactose intolerant thing, I was worried about the cheese. But you do have the pills, and I feel like you do need to experience charcuterie.
I feel like you left out the most important part of this, though.
What?
The wine.
Oh. I did. I forgot. Actually, we've got some in the fridge.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Then I guess you didn't forget it.
So perfect.
We'll partake in that at some point.
And do you know how to do charcuterie?
I assume you just grab things and eat it?
Randomly. Make new combinations, try different cheeses on crackers and a different meat combo. It's all very exciting.
I can feel and sense your passion behind this. Okay, so if I do end up liking this a lot, well, you know, I want to be invited to those charcuterie...
girls' nights? Okay.
You know, and once you start getting deep into the whole entire girl topics, I'll see myself out.
Oh, okay. Big day for me yesterday. First of all, I went to Costco, which, as you know, is one of my favorite things to do.
You love that place.
I do.
You need an endorsement deal.
Right? I almost, you know how they have those like Costco sweaters?
Yeah, the Kirkland.
The Kirkland sweaters. Yeah. I just about bought one.
Why didn't you?
Is that too much?
No.
It was a boy's sweat, a boy's bunny hug, actually. And I was like, can I fit into a large one?
I think no problem.
It was a bit obnoxious, though, with the Kirkland logo was everywhere.
So?
It wasn't just like on the chest.
Just one spot and that's it.
I feel that's a bit more classy than barfed all over the shirt, but I digress. Anyway, I left. And guess how much my bill was?
Probably like $300-$400.
No. Like $9.14.
That's not possible.
I just bought strawberries.
What?
Yeah. I didn't go with a list, so it's not like I was in desperate need of anything. Fiona loves the samples. Quite honestly, if you want to entertain your kid for a while, just do a few laps of Costco and go nuts on the samples.
I'm sorry. You went to Costco just for strawberries and that's all you bought?
I went for fruit and veg. And then I remembered. I was like, no, I've got beans at home. I basically talked myself out of everything I was looking at.
I don't know how you didn't fall for the trap. Most people, when we go there, we fall for the trap. I've been there.
I know.
I'm only going to spend $40. Next thing I know, the bill is $450. Mm-hmm. How did we get to this point? I don't know. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
That's impressive.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
I also think that like my fridge at home, it was reasonably full. I didn't need to get a lot of things, so that's why I was able to talk myself out of it. Which can be tough sometimes, but I've persisted and powered through. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, 96.3 Cruise FM, variety that rocks. It's Cruise Mornings. Stacey and Zanga, Tegan on the Cruise Facebook page had made mention, well, it was a question actually, what's a job you couldn't do regardless of how much it pays? So like the worst jobs out there, what would you just not want to do? And for me, I don't know why, but always what comes to mind is like porta potties.
Those guys and gals, they make bank doing that.
They good for them. They need to, because it's literally the worst job ever. I just can't imagine cleaning up the potties at a music festival during the summer.
Yeah.
And having to transport them and then empty and clean them. No, thank you.
Yeah. I could definitely understand where you're coming from. For me, it's literally anything in the military.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Those men and women are so freaking brave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the courage to do that type of stuff. You pay me $1 million. I'm like, absolutely not. I can't do it. You know? At one point in my life, I was like, yeah, I can do it. And And then when I was learning more and more about things, I was like, nope, nope.
Well, because there's the physical training. That's like the beginning of it, right? You have to train and be fit for the military.
Yeah.
And then all the other stuff you have to do after getting fit. No yeah. thanks. And kudos to them for doing that. Robin had said being a criminal defense lawyer for those who are clearly guilty.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I know, but again, look at OJ, all right? And his lawyer, Johnny Cochran.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That man made a heck of a lot of money. That's kind of easy. But I guess she just has a very strong moral compass.
There you go. A lot of people had said teachers, right? And that's a tough job. We know that. Change it, like anything to do with heights. A lot of people like window cleaners, stuff like that.
Those guys in the skyscraper buildings
who
go down and clean every single window. How?
Sitting on that little plank of wood with some rope. Will's answer was anything where I have to deal with people. And you know what? Some people just aren't people.
Yeah, it's hard.
Every once in a while, when you buy produce, you seem to come across one of those like, holy crap, this thing is huge, like a grape, where it's just so overgrown, or like a strawberry sometimes, where you lay it in your hand and it's like half your hand. There was a blueberry that was grown in Australia. I should post it. It's
oh my lord,
it's so large, it's record-breaking, apparently. Guinness Book of World Records, biggest blueberry ever grown, and it's in this person's hand, and it's probably bigger than a golf ball.
Were they the ones who grew it, or they bought it from the store?
It's the growers, and the type of blueberry that it is apparently does normally grow larger fruit.
I'm sorry.
What?
There are different types of blueberries?
Of course there are. There's different kinds of everything. Different kinds of grapes, different kinds of apples.
I thought a blueberry was just a blueberry.
This is a different breed of blueberry.
Okay.
Apparently.
Good to
know. So just the visual of it in the person's hand is insane. And what is also very interesting is you might think, like, when something goes a bit weird when it comes to genetics, it probably doesn't taste very good. This blueberry apparently tastes just like a normal sized blueberry. It's nothing weird about it. It's just a giant blueberry.
So it's not any sweeter, not less bitter, just your regular degler run of the mill blueberry.
They're all panicking now though, because they don't know what to do with it. They threw it in the freezer because they're like, we gotta save this. It's so big and fancy. And now they're like deliberating what they should do with it.
Why don't they just eat it?
I feel like they should slice it up into little pieces and share it with all the growers.
Right? It only makes sense.
I thought so.
Today it is the first day of spring, and I guess in honor of that, we're gonna do a little trivia here with Stacy.
Oh, I love trivia,
and you as well too. We're gonna see if you can beat Stacy on the text line 306-938-0963. Hopefully, you can get the answers in quicker than Stacy.
Impossible.
I don't know about that one. So for reference, all the answers have the word spring in it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
I'm this is gonna be a cakewalk.
Giving you a game there. Okay, here we go. All right, your first question. Baseball teams begin preseason practicing in warmer weather.
Spring training.
Okay. Okay, there. Show off.
You could have just said baseball, and I would have said spring training.
To take a quick or sudden motion, especially after a period of inactivity.
To take a what, sorry?
A quick or sudden motion, especially after a period of inactivity.
Wow, I don't even know.
We got it on the text line. Spring into action.
Oh, it's a phrase, not a word. Okay, yeah, sorry.
All right, here's the other one. To walk energetically with a sense of enthusiasm. 938-0963. See if you can get it quicker than Stacy on the text line.
Spring in your step.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Okay, what was it?
I was actually looking for spring in one step.
Oh, give me a break.
All right, here's another one. A restless or excited feeling associated with the arrival of spring.
Spring fever.
Spring fever is correct.
Nice.
Another one here. Cleaning done in the spring.
Spring cleaning.
Of course. I literally gave the answer away as I was just reading it.
Well done.
A term used to describe someone who is youthful.
Spring chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep going. Okay. This is fun.
And the final one.
Okay.
Something that provides assistance for a particular action or endeavor. Something that provides assistance for a particular action or endeavor.
I don't know.
Got it on the text line here. Springboard. There we go.
Oh, that's a terrible question to end
it
on.
That wasn't a terrible question. Someone got it. Are you getting mad that someone on the text line was quicker than you?
Yes. Damn it, James.
Well done, Stacy, and well done to you on the text line. Man.
Obviously, that big dump of snow we had however many weeks ago, still obviously seeing the evidence of it. The city did great and removed some snow, but lots of piles still exist. And also, as the temperatures warmed, you drive through the mushy snow, and now we're in some cold temperatures. We're left with ruts. And ruts in this city seem to be, are they as bad in all the other cities, or is it just us?
Sorry, what is the difference between a rut and a pothole? Are they the same thing?
No. A rut is if you drive in the same path all the time, it becomes like scooped out and you have to stay in those tracks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so if the ruts are bad enough, sometimes just the way your vehicle's driving, they'll bounce you right out of the rut.
Yeah.
Into a parked car. Like, yeah. It's terrible. And it was to the point where an emergency, like an ambulance, got stuck in a rut and literally had to, like, pivot and do a 12-point turn to get out of the situation they were in. And that's never good. It's an emergency vehicle.
Were they in an emergency at that time?
They were attending to one. And they basically compared it to, like, there wasn't a patient in the ambulance at the time. But they were
on the way.
On the way.
Yes.
And they basically said it's kind of like hitting a train, right? You're stuck. You just can't get to where you want to go.
You would think that there's, like, I'm not trying to knock the city, but you'd think you'd be doubling down on those side streets and all that type of stuff to prevent those ruts.
You would think. In case
of these type of things, right? The fact that an ambulance got stuck,
That's not good. And the thing is, too, we have some streets like in the Broadway, Nutana neighborhoods that are very old. So they're very narrow. And you literally have no choice but to drive within those ruts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you're not watching your speed or if you make one slight millimeter adjustment, you could be screwed.